Hey everyone, if you're feeling like the passion has faded in your marriage or relationship, here are some tips that helped me and my beautiful partner reignite that spark. Now, you can use these tips in conjunction with one another or separately, it doesn't really matter. Just implementing some or all of them is going to significantly help you and your relationship. Now, why should you even listen to me? Well, I've been in the field of social psychology for the past 7 years now, specifically focused on communication, interpersonal dynamics, and I have a beautiful relationship with my partner now that I couldn't be more proud of. And yeah, so we'll be connecting those two worlds together, the theoretical as well as the experiences that I've collected in the field of social psychology, as well as my current and past relationships. Now, looking at these six different ways to significantly reignite that spark with your spouse, some of them are going to be counterintuitive, but some are going to be very, very pragmatic. So let's get into the very first one. The first one is prioritize quality time together. Now, I know there's the saying, familiarity breeds content, and yes, it is true. You should be spending time apart from another so that you have the opportunity to miss them. But on the other hand, it's about quality time. So it really is just setting aside dedicated time to spend with your spouse without any other distractions. So put away that phone, put away the video games, put away Netflix. It is quite simple, actually. It could be a date night, could be a weekend getaway, or simply just cuddling on the couch. It's about making time meaningful, where you can just connect with one another, just be with one another. So what we started doing is we started going on hikes, especially now that the weather is getting better. We just love being out in nature, exploring things, going on adventures, and that has been a big part for us to prioritize quality time, as well as having built a relationship campus, which is something we'll get to later. It's something we're completely giving away for free. So let's get into the second way. It's exploring new experiences together. So this could be looking at the example of the hike that I just mentioned. It's a conjunction of those two. It really is just about shaking things up by trying new activities or hobbies together. Whether that be the two of you have always thought about trying out to play tennis, and you're actually going to start doing that. It could be learning a new dance, cooking a new recipe, or taking up a new sport. Shared experiences can reignite passion and create lasting memories by simply shaking yourself out of the mundane day-to-day. Now, I know it can be difficult, and we feel it the same way. We have our work, and once we're done with that, it's usually around 8 p.m. already, and then we decide to either do more work or to spend some quality time together. So it can be difficult to really start a new hobby, but we have prioritized this to really make it an effort to at least use the weekend to really just get out of the house and explore something new, just to have this uncertainty, because uncertainty really is that one thing that makes things exciting, and that really is the spark. Because remember, back in the day when the two of you got to know each other, it was exciting because you didn't know each other. You didn't know how that person is going to respond to certain things that you do, or certain preferences they have in the bedroom, for example. It's about exploring, and that's the thing that makes it so exciting. So whether that be looking at the situation now, whether that be doing something completely new, like, for example, going on a hike that you haven't been on, or starting a new dance class where you just explore each other's bodies in a completely different way, that makes it more exciting. Now, the next thing, and that one is going to fix most of your problems in your relationship, is communicate openly and honestly. It's about sharing your desires, fantasies, and concerns with your partner. It's about maintaining intimacy and connection throughout your whole relationship. Because if you're not able to really just open up to your partner, tell them anything and everything, it'll make it very difficult. I can tell you, from my experience in past relationships, it felt like I was walking on eggshells. I was very unsure about what can I tell my partner, what can't I tell my partner. And I'm now in a situation with my current partner that I really don't care what I tell her. I tell her anything and everything that's on my mind, just because I respect the relationship enough and I respect her enough to give her an insight into my head. Because, for example, if I feel moody for whatever reason and I don't tell her why, she's going to project it on herself. She's going to be like, hey, what did I do wrong? And then she's going to worry, even though it could have just been that your coworker or your boss decided to say something stupid to you that you didn't like, and that made your emotional state fluctuate, whatever it may be. And it's important to really just tell your partner what's going on in your head. It doesn't mean, and that's important, it doesn't mean to just whine and bitch about things. It's about just sharing openly what is going on in your head. And this is the other part when I talked about sharing desires and fantasies. It's about being open to your partner about what your preferences are in the bedroom. I, for example, know a lot of people that are struggling with just being open and telling their partner, hey, this and this is something I seriously love and I would like to try, or this is something that we've been doing for so long, I can't handle doing that anymore. I just can't see it anymore. Just being completely open. And we call this radical honesty. Just being radically open about anything and everything. Because at the end of the day, you guys are sharing life together. And you should be sharing all aspects of it. Next, reconnect physicality. And this one is really just about rediscovering pleasure of physical touch through cuddling, kissing, intimate moments together. It's physical intimacy is something that can really just reignite that passion and strengthen emotional bonds. Just because the longer a relationship goes, the more we get used to our ways. For example, if it's just cuddling on the couch every evening, watching some Netflix documentary, spice it up. Maybe just give her a massage as a change. Or make sure to do something different in the way that you physically interact with one another. Just, again, shaking things up. This shaking things up, at its core, is the thing that we're talking about here. It is about reigniting that spark. And that really is how to do it. It's about adventure. It's about that sense of uncertainty by doing something new. It's about that sense of, hey, this is something new. I haven't experienced this in a while. Whoa, this is cool. And that's how you metaphorically wake up from your mundane day-to-day. And the next thing is basically what I just touched on, is spicing things up in the bedroom. Explore new techniques, fantasies, or role play to keep things exciting and passionate in the bedroom. For example, you could implement toys. You could implement watching something together that could inspire you, or something that you could copy. And you shouldn't be afraid of experimenting, and obviously communicate your desires with your partner. And you can see how all of these sort of play in together, but you could also just do them individually. And the last one is focus on emotional connection. Connect with your partner on a deeper level by sharing your thoughts, feelings, and dreams. Emotional intimacy is basically the foundation of a passionate and fulfilling relationship. It really is just being less separated, because the mundane day-to-day is something that separates you. You have your day-to-day at your job or at your business. She has her day-to-day. And it's about reconnecting that. Being there, listening actively. Sharing feelings and thoughts. This doesn't mean crying on the shoulder. This just means being open about how your day-to-day is going. This could be, for example, when you're sitting at the dinner table, instead of listening to music or watching something, just sit across from each other or next to each other and share how your day was, what your thoughts were throughout the day, just so that the other person can have an insight into what is going on in your individual life. And with patience, communication, and willingness to try new things, you can seriously reignite the spark in your marriage or relationship and create lasting and passionate connection with your partner. And at this note, I want to share something with you because we just released this. We're very happy with this and we're giving it away completely for free. No worries, no strings attached. It's a free school community where we have recorded hours upon hours of content to share our experiences, our dynamics, and everything that I've learned in the field of psychology in the past 7 years. And you can access this completely for free. It's called Relationship Campus Free if you Google it, or you can click the link below to access it. We're very excited to have you there. We're having weekly Q&As just to give away some value, and you can come ask questions about your current relationship or just hang out. We'd be happy to have you there. And yeah, and if this episode was helpful to you, we'd be more than happy if you could leave us a review. This would help us see how good this is going and make it more available to other people so they can seriously just create a relationship that lasts. And we'd be happy to continue on this journey. See you on the next episode on the Relationship Campus podcast. Bye-bye.